It is here, 100.9's Jimmy and A. Thanks for joining us.
Nath, the Salvation Army's Red Shield appeal took place over the weekend. They are aiming to raise $32 million, yes, $32 million, to fund over 2,000 vital centres and services across Australia. Please welcome from the Salvation Army here in Tasmania, Brad Watson.
Brad, welcome.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me in.
No, Brad, thanks so much for coming in. I guess for those of you who don't know, the Salvation Army here in Tassie, what are you guys all about? What do you do?
Yeah, the Salvos are one of the largest providers of social services in Australia, particularly in the homelessness space. So we run a range of programs that start on the street. You might have heard of Street to Home, where we have people that are actually in the parks and on the street helping people that are sleeping rough, right through safe spaces, right through to the other end where we have community housing, and we look after people coming out of family violence situations, people experiencing addiction. Whoever needs help, we try to be there.
And you personally, Brad, how did you get involved with the Salvation Army?
I've been involved for years. Like, it's really embarrassing because it makes me old. But I've been with them. I've been with them for 24 years.
Wow!
And worked in a range of spaces from inner city programs and churches right through to where I am now, spruiking for them.
Hey. Yeah.
Brad, the Red Shield Appeal, biggest fundraiser that you guys do?
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's our flagship fundraiser. I mean, obviously we seek support through the year, but coming towards this time of year, last week of May, first week of June, and then going into the end of financial year, it is the biggest fundraiser we do, and it's vital to help keeping our services running.
The reason I ask about that is I'm trying to remember, when I was a kid, Salvation Army is probably one of the first charities I remember, whether it was someone knocking at my door, or it was a TV ad or whatever it was.
Yeah, totally. We've been doing this appeal for 56 years now.
Yes, so a long time. So again, the thing nowadays though is Nathan and I chat to so many charities. I feel like there are more charities than there's ever been. I feel like when I think of the Salvation Army, and you guys have been around forever, that maybe you're doing okay financially. Is that the case?
Oh, for every charity, and there are a lot of charities out there. I mean, you look at the stats now, there's 50-something thousand charities in Australia.
Yeah.
So yes, it is growing. And that's important because the needs are growing in some areas. But for us, it's not that our longevity automatically means sustainability. Each year we rely on partnerships, we rely on support with people so that we can continue to deliver the services that we need to deliver.
Well, I guess that's why I asked the question, because I think people might think of this and go, oh, well, they're fine. I won't give them money. I'll give you something else. But you guys need this money to help people with here in Hobart.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty of the Red Shield Appeal is that money that people donate does stay in the local community. So if we raise money in Hobart, if we raise money in Launceston, that's where we spend the money when it comes to the Red Shield Appeal.
Well,
Brad, I remember growing up and doing lots of door knocking for the Salvos through my school. It's something that we did for years on end. Why do you, and just remember the generosity of people when you knock on their door and they decide to donate to the Salvos as well. Why do you think it is such an effective method for people to donate? Is it the personalisation of coming to people's front door?
Look, I think that's part of it. And I think there's also an affinity that people have with the Salvos because of that longevity that Jimmy was talking about. You know, your grandparents, my grandparents would remember us from World War II or something like that. So there's that warmth and affinity that goes back over time. There's a convenience to coming to the door, and there's a convenience that now we are mostly seen in shopping centres. Of course, that convenience is diminishing as people are a bit cashless, so we have to change the way we do things, go a bit more techie, get digital devices, get people online, whatever we can do. But you're right. I think it's the relationship.
Yeah, it's almost like a nostalgic thing as well when people see the badge and the door knocking and that kind of stuff. I can't think of other charities that do that.
I guess that's why I was mentioning as well, because I don't want the assumption to be is that people go, well, they've been there forever, they are okay. But I guess you can't do the good work that you do here without the money that people donate.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned that crazy figure at the start, but it does go to supporting a significant number of people. We served 40,000 people in the homelessness sector last year, and we provided more than 40,000 instances of care to people escaping family violence. So they're big numbers, but the more people who help you, the more resources you need. It's always that
catch 22.
Absolutely. Well, Brad, to round things out, let's talk Tassie specifically and Hobart more widely as well. The money raised, how will it help Tasmanians, in particular Hobartians, in need?
Yeah, so for people in Hobart, it would help us maintain our community meals up in Elizabeth Street. It would help us keep people out in the parks, people like Don and Annie that you may have heard of that are out in the parks actually seeing people where they're sleeping and helping them get to a safe space or helping them get into a service. It'll help us at our refuge that's here in Hobart for women who have escaped family violence. It'll keep those very specific Hobart programs going.
Absolutely.
So if people listen to the show right now, they want to donate, what's the best way to go about it?
The best way to do about it is to, if you see us in a shopping centre, start there. If not, 13 Salvos, you can ring or you can go salvationarmy.org.au.
Awesome. Brad Watson from the Salvation Army here in Tassie, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.